Part 17, Chapter 1. Brown Limper Staffer came away from the compound utterly ill with envy. He called it righteousness. What a horrible, vulgar spectacle. All those people crowding about, cheering even, touching his moccasins, absolutely fawning. It was more than a normal sane man like Brown Limper could tolerate. He had felt he was losing ground lately, and he beat his head to think of ways and means, even criminal, to correct this gross mistake people were making about that Tyler. Since Johnny Goodboy Tyler had come to the village last year, prancing about, bribing people with gifts, while really only trying to do them out of their lands and houses, and since Brown Limper had realized that Tyler was not only not properly dead, but was apparently moving in a larger world and moving far too successfully, Brown Limper had been lying in wait. When he recalled how he had been put upon and scorned and held up to ridicule by Tyler ever since they were children, he seethed. He had to be careful not to dwell on it too much, for then he would lie awake in bed and roll and toss and grit his teeth and bring on a fever. That the instances of Tyler's doing those things could not be directly recalled or isolated as actual incidents only made it grindingly worse. They must have happened, or Brown Limper wouldn't feel this way, would he? It proved itself. On hearing Tyler was crippled and likely to die, a flood of relief had poured through Brown Limper. But here he was today, limping maybe, but certainly making a nauseating spectacle of himself with those cyclos. It was not that Brown Limper had not been trying. Sometime since, when old Jimson had complained of rheumatism, Brown Limper had kindly shown him how beneficial loco weed was to aches and pains. Parson Staffer had left a supply. Brown Limper had performed this act of humanity right after he had been startled to find old Jimson inclining toward Tyler's criminal proposals to destroy the village and move the people to some desolate mountainside and abandon them there to starve and freeze. Jimson obviously could not be trusted to govern, due, of course, to his aches and pains. Mercifully, now he had retired to his bed and awoke when his family brought him some food. It was so gratifying to see that the old man was out of his pain and not worried and harassed by village affairs. It was, of course, a bit of a burden to take all the work on himself, but Brown Limper was patient and enduring, if a bit pious about it.